Here is a message from the Dubna Magid and Haftira Parsha Shmini, which blew me away, especially in relevance to the current situation. And I'd like to share it with you. In middle of the Haftira, Pasuk says, Vayihi ki Yoshav HaMelech Beveisa, it was as the king settled into his home. Vashem Hiniach Loim Yisav Mikol Oivav, he was able to settle down. David HaMelech, he had peace all around him. Vayomer HaMelech El Nosan HaNavi, Re'eino, the king turns to Nosan HaNavi and says, take a look. Anochi Yoshav Beveisa Arazim, I'm sitting in a home, a permanent dwelling place made out of wood. Va'aroinu Elikim Yoshav B'Seich HaYiria, and the Aron of Hashem is still residing in a tent, in a temporary dwelling, in the Mishkan. No Beis Mikdash has ever been built yet. Do as you wish. Now this is before Hashem tells Nosson to stop it, tells him David should not build. So far, Nosson tells him, go do as is your heart. The Malbim says something absolutely amazing. The Malbim says, what's the Lashon Kol Asher B'Levav Cholech Aseh? Says the Malbim, She'atzadikim Agdoilim Yuchlu Lismoich Al Haskomas Levavim. Great tzadikim are allowed to rely and paskin based on the understanding and decision of their heart. In other words, they can go based on their gut feeling. Shehu Ach Toiv, because their heart is pure good. I'm skipping the parentheses. That's why he told him, you can rely on your heart. Ki Hashem imach, says the Malbim, umachsheves levavcha, what you, Tzadik David, think in your heart, hu ha'oras ruach ha'kodesh hanilva imchan tamid, is based on ruach ha'kodesh, which constantly accompanies you. So it's Tzadik's heart, his words, what he says, is a ha'ara of ruach ha'kodesh. So that's what Nassim tells David. Definitely, if that's what you feel, go right ahead and do it. However, that same night, Hashem went and told Nassim the following nevuah. And Balaam says, Hashem told him, Maher, quickly, hurry up. Rashi says, Amar Abchini Bar Papa, the one who I'm sending you to now, to David, Mahiru, he's a quick person. He might quickly get the job done before the day's over. He's already going to be working very, very much on the base of Mikdash. He's not a schlepper. He has something to do in Avodas Hashem. He does it right away. So please run and stop him. He was right in his decision, but Hashem still wanted to stop him. So it was still Min HaShemayim. He should want to do it, feel that the right thing to do is to do it. But stop. And here we're going to learn now what Hashem tells him about stopping. So Hashem says to him, Koyamar Hashem, Ha'ata tivne li vayis ha'shifti, you're going to build for me a home for me to live in? Ki, says Hashem, Lo yashafti b'vayis l'miyoyim ha'aloysiyas b'nei Yisrael m'mitzrayim adayim ezeh. I haven't lived at any permanent home from the time of Jesus Yisrael until now. V'ehye misalech ba'oil v'mishkan. I was always living in a tent, in a temporary dwelling. And all my time is spent with Bnei Yisrael, hundreds of years since Yitzhias Mitzrayim, 400 years. Hadavar dibarti es achad shiftei Yisrael asher tzivisi liris es ami es Yisrael lemar. Have I ever spoken to any one of the leaders? Have I ever requested from any one of the Jewish manhigim, lama le venisam li beis arazim, why don't you build me a permanent home? So go tell David that I don't need this home. Again, I'm not going to read the whole Haftarah inside. You'll hear it on Shabbos. You'll read it on Shabbos. And he says, you're not going to build it. Ki yimlu yamecha. You're going to live full days. V'shachavtem avisach es avisach. And you're going to pass on. And you're going to have children. And the Pasuk says, hu yivne bayis hashmi. This son of yours, he will build me the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo will build the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, Ani El Yala'av, I'll be a father to him. Hu Yedli Leven, he'll be to me a son. Asher Bahavoisai, if he ever sins, I will give him Musar, I will punish him. However, I will keep the Malchus by him. He's never going to lose the Malchus. Now, The Ben Magid has a question right away on the Pesukim. That is, why was Hashem telling him in this point in time, why is Hashem telling him that his son is going to be sinning? How does that come up? Now, it brings a Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos in the second parak. Similar Gemara in Makkos, but we'll first say from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, B'shosh Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Ha'ata Tivna Li Bayis. When Hashem told David, you're going to build me this home, Maha Yu Pritze Hadar Eisen. What are the Pritze Hadar? Not good Jews. The ones who were off the Darach. The ones who weren't going in the right path. What did they do? They went to David's windows. They would all shout him from the windows, and they said to him, David, when's the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Knowing that it's not going to be built in his time, knowing that he's not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Makkos on Daf Yud and Shabbos Daf Lamed, the Gemara says even more, that they said, when will he die already in order we can get the Beis HaMikdash? Because as long as David is alive, we're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash. David responded and he said, even though they mean to scorn and mock me, but their words brought me joy. Right? David says, I was so joyful when they told me, but ultimately, Beis HaShemel, can we go to the Beis HaMikdash already? Meaning to make fun of him, but it brought him joy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yimlu Yamecha, you're going to have Yamim Shleimim. And then Yerushalmi finishes and says, Chavav Alai Tztaka U'Mishpat Sha'ata Oiseh, Hashem says, that Tztaka and Mishpat, which you're involved in, is more precious to me, Yoyser Min Akrabonis. Shenemar, Pasuk and Mishlei, is preferred over a carbon. Gemara says something similar. In Makkos, again, Shem says that Tov Yom, I prefer one day, hearing your Torah, David, than all the Karbonis which Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. A number of questions from the Dovid HaMagid. He says, first of all, on this, he says, why is David happy with what they're saying? Maybe he's not upset. Maybe he's not angry. Maybe he's able to deal with their litzanis and their hurtful words. But why is he rejoicing? Secondly, asked the Dovid HaMagid, he says, What's this tain in the Psukim? Shem says, I never requested a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Mishkan's enough. Did I ever request a Beis HaMikdash? So David, you shouldn't be building it. Well then, how come anyone's ever supposed to build a Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we say the same thing in time in Shlomo? That, why is Shlomo building it? Hashem never asked one. Why is this Dafka connected to David, this Taina? What's this Taina about? So David and Magdi says in two places, in his Pirush and Haftarah, and in Parshas Baal Eischa, David and Magdi says some amazing insights. He says that the truth is actually, there's another Ara on this, Yerushalmi, brings this pasuk in Mishlei that says, because Baruch Hu says, I prefer tzaddik u'mishpat nifchar, is chosen la'ashem mizavach, more than a zavach l'chayra. There's a difference between choosing and something which is preferable. Why? Two things which are equal to you. So you say, oh, they're both good, but I guess I'd rather this. You know, you want the white or the dark chicken? You like both? Well, which one do you like even better? That's nifchar. Taiv is when there's two different unrelated things, not apples and oranges, apples and a car motor. What would you rather have? So Taiv, well, this is much more important for me to have this than to have the other one. So over here, how could the pasuk say that Nivchar, that Hashem says, I choose Tzaka u'Mishpat over Karbanis? They're two different things. And Nivchar and Lashon Kar just sounds like they're equal. So Dovid HaMagid explains the following amazing, amazing lesson. He says that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah after we left Mitzrayim. Why don't we receive the Torah already in the time of the Avos, in the time of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Why was the Torah only given later? He says it wasn't necessary before. The Avos kept everything. They lived full Torah lives without ever having been instructed in keeping the Torah. Like it says at the beginning of Kuf Yutes and Tehillim, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, Aholchem B'Saras Hashem. The Medrash says these Tamimei Derech are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and Amram, and Tzadikim who lived before Matan Torah. They were Tamimei Derech, and they went B'Tayras Hashem. They didn't need Matan Torah. They lived full Torah lives before they were ever instructed in Matan Torah. So they didn't have to have it. When there was a Yeridas HaDairais in the Dar Yetzias Mitzrayim, needed Matan Torah. And from then on, we need it. Before that, we didn't need it, says the Dovid HaMagid. He says the same thing. Before the Beis HaMikdash was built in the time of David, we never, ever needed the Beis HaMikdash. It was enough to have our Avodas Hashem in the tents, on the porches, in your own bedroom, in your own dining room. That was sufficient for Avodas Hashem. The Mishkan was enough. The Uriah was enough. We did not need a permanent dwelling home, because the way Klai Yisrael were living their lives up to and including David HaMelech was Daku U'Mishpat, which completely is equal to the Beis HaMikdash. And we did it on our own. We did not need to have a makam, a bias for the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't necessary. So it's really equal. We didn't need to have it. And of course, what would a Dovid HaMagid be without a mashal? So here's a mashal. It says there was a king who had a wonderful chef who made delicious, tasty food, but it was also extremely nutritious and full of all the things and all the vitamins that someone might need. Perfectly delicious meal the king received every day. But his chef was getting older. He became an old man, and the king didn't know how long he would live. So he was looking for a perfect physician to take care of himself. So he found in a distant country, there's someone who had a name to be a top doctor, and the king invited him to move to his country, and he told him, when this chef dies, I need you to move into my palace. And people were going to the walking around, and they were complaining, oh, I wish that chef would die already, so the king could get the physician into his home. And the king heard this, and he got angry. He said, you fools, I only need a doctor once I'm not going to have the delicious, healthy, nutritious meals of this chef. But as long as I have him, I don't need the doctor. I don't have the doctor only as a backup once I'm going to be stuck and not have those healthy meals anymore and I might be in danger. So Dubner brings Mushalmi and Tainus that says, Oikir la'asya, give respect and pay heed to the doctor, Adloit Tzitzarachle, before you ever need him. Listen to his preventative measures. He tells you to keep away, to go here, not to eat this, to drink this. Whatever he tells you, listen to him before you really need him, before Chas V'Shalom, people get sick. Listen to the preventative measures. He says, that's what this, in this mashal, the king was saying, that I'm so much better off with this person that's giving me healthy meals. In the story, they say that everybody knows the Rambam was a physician of the Sultan or someone high up in the Arab kingdom. I'm not sure if it was the actual Sultan or his vizier. And he said to him one day, he said to the Rambam, how do I know you're a good doctor? Never ever gotten sick since you came. How do I know you're a good doctor? You never healed me. So the Rambam smiled and said, that's why you never got sick, because I'm your physician and you've been following my rules. And I've been paying attention to your diet. So Dovid HaMagid says, this is the same thing with David HaMelech. The people were laughing and scorning. They didn't know that there's no reason, it's not necessary to have a Beis HaMikdash as long as David was around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's absolutely no need for a Beis Arazim, for a cedar wood Beis HaMikdash home. Not necessary. We have David. We have what he's preaching and teaching to Klal Yisrael. The people didn't understand, and they're waiting for David to die. But when David hears how they're saying to him, oh, Beis HaMikdash, every time David heard that, it made him smile, because it helped him realize that Baruch Hashem, he's going on the right path. He's doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Hashem was telling him. He says, but he's going to come a time, the time of your son. And Hashem mentions the sin, because there's going to be sin, there's going to be Yeridas HaDairis. And that stage, Yeridas HaDairis, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, but it's not necessarily a Maila. It's a chasaron that it needs to be built. This is much of the words of the Dumin Magid. I didn't say everything. Again, it's in the Sefer on Haftarah on Parshas Shemini, or a Sefer on Chumash Parshas Bahaloscha. Just, I found it inspiring, amongst other things, that Hashem is not necessarily looking for our presence in a building, in a stone structure. What He's really looking for is our connection to Him, our sincerity, our tzedakah, our mishpat, our relationship with Him. That's really what it's all about. We know the Avos Chazal say, are the Merkava. They are the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master of the Shechina until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Vayal Elokimi al Avram. He was the Mishkan in his day. The Shachanti B'Soichem was Mekoyim Mamish on them Kipshutai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to stay focused on what the Shul is really about, what we're supposed to be doing, Tzedakah and Mishpat, living from kosher lives. Have a good Shabbos.